This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's waking up to fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's Wednesday breakfast team. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
I know that you're really excited about this because you haven't been watching the Wentworth series.
No, I haven't.
But it all wraps up in a huge epic season finale, and I couldn't think of anyone else better to deliver this blowing news than the one and only Mr. Brian Peel, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, good morning, everyone.
Oh, Brizy, seems like you're a better lesbian than I am. You've been tuning into Wentworth. I think you've been watching enough lesbian TV for the both of us.
Oh, my God. Ginny, last night, the season finale went to air on Soho, on Foxtel, and there was so many twists and turns and cliffhangers than you could possibly imagine.
Well, I don't even watch it. I'm excited.
It was amazing stuff. The best thing is that this show is made right here in Melbourne.
Wow.
And I can tell you, next year, these guys are going to rake in those Logies. Let me tell you, an absolute stellar cast. Pamela Rabe and Danielle Cormack, absolutely outstanding in the last episode.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing, amazing. Very, very clever production, and the writing of this show is really good because they actually bow to the original series, Prisoner, with... I won't give too much away because I know UK listeners are online at the moment, and Wentworth is still one of the biggest trending topics in the country right now. But The Freak and Queen Bee both get their nicknames, and Vinegar Tits got hers a couple of weeks ago. So no spoilers, but there was two huge OMG moments in that final episode last night. It was mind-blowing stuff.
OMG.
Yes. Amazing, amazing. So it's great to have. And now this show is going to be coming back in season three, but in 2015. So Lord knows what we're going to do with ourselves up until then. But yeah, Wentworth will come back, back on Fox next year. But it's amazing. So if you haven't seen the last episode, do so.
Yes, I've got to watch the whole series, Brizy, and check out Nicole De Silva. But Macy Gray, we loved her because she's won probably every single music award that there is out there. Now, she's got a release of a new album, The Way, due to hit the stores October this year.
That's right, yeah. So Macy Gray, she's got a brand new album. It's called The Way, coming out in October this year. Now, she's going to actually release a brand new single called Bang Bang, which is from that album. Now, as we know, Macy Gray, Grammy, Billboard, MTV, and she's a Brit Award winner, so she has raked in the gong. Now, the new album was actually written and recorded while she was touring her 14th anniversary of On How Life Is, which was also a fantastic album. So Macy Gray is on the way back.
Ooh.
Ooh, go Macy. Don't try and say goodbye and choke. Don't try to walk away and stumble.
No.
Closer to home, Missy Higgins.
Yeah.
Higgins. We were both really excited that we both went for the same store at the same time because we just love Missy Higgins.
Yeah. Missy Higgins, she's got also got a brand new album called Oz, O-Z, and she's going to cover 15 Australian covers. Now, it's going to feature the Angels, the Vinyls, Ice House, even Slim Dusty Gets a Spin, Paul Kelly and Dan Sultan, just to name a few. Now, the whole album, it's been recorded right here in Australia and is going to be released in several formats, which will be like a cloth-bound book, CD editions and all that sort of thing. Now, as we know, Missy's released three albums pretty much since 2004, and every single one of them has reached number one on the Aussie charts, and she sold over 1 million records over the past 10 years. So big things coming from Missy Higgins, and it's great to see her back on the scene again releasing music because she's one amazing talent, let me tell you.
She is, and it seems that everything she touches or everything that she sings just goes straight, as you said, straight to the top. She is really Australia's sweetheart, and we often forget about the poor Higgins.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and she's a local girl too.
And Jin's got breaking news on Missy Higgins too.
Well, you said that
she's
been delivering big things. Now she's going to be delivering a baby soon as well. It seems with her longtime partner, Dan Lee.
Oh,
did
you
not? Oh, there you go. Some scoop there for Brizy.
Uh-oh. Ginny's just, you know, what's the baller term? Come on, help me out here.
I don't know because I'm not used to using it in Brizy context.
Oh.
Breaking news. Well done, G.
There you go, Brizy. So Missy Higgins expecting a baby and a new album, I assume.
It's all happening for her.
It's all happening.
What more could you want? Well, I know what you want. Head to aussieword.com. Check out Mr. Brian Peel sitting in front of his New York backdrop, running around a pool table with his pants down. And don't forget, his Twitter handle has changed. It's no longer the Aussie Word. It's Brian_Peel.
That's the one.
And also, Mr. Brian Peel, I hear you're a little bit of a superstar. Congratulations on your first ever solo Joy Hour show.
Hello.
Oh, yes.
Did you have fun?
Thank you. Yeah, I had an absolute fantastic time. And actually had a really good interview with Nussi. And we had a chat online, on air.
Oh, hello.
She had a
hello.
Great
chatting online. Were you on Grindr, were you?
No. I had an amazing time in the studio doing that show. It was fantastic. So, yeah, hopefully I can get back in there and do another one for everyone.
There you go. Bryzy, thanks so much for joining us. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9. Rise it up.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.